Matt Dolch back with you for Nebraska Lead Class 33 on our International Study Travel Seminar, and we've stopped in at our second country of Nepal, had some experience and opportunity there today. Joining me to discuss that opportunity is Nick Fowler from Imperial Nebraska, a beef producer there. Nick, tell us a little bit about what we saw today in the Kathmandu city.
You know, what a stark contrast we saw today from the previous country we've been in. A city and a country, you can just feel the culture from years and years past. Such a history with the city. It outdates us, America, by quite a ways, and that you can really feel that within the people and within the city.
Had an opportunity to get off of the bus and really take a hold of some of these villages that have a lot of culture but a lot of hard work in everyday life that we saw with our own eyes today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can sense as we got off some of those into the farming communities, into the outer city limits, you can feel the agriculture spirit there, and you saw that in the fields, the women and the children and the men with the rakes, and we saw some, sowing of seeds, all done by hand, machineries, kind of non-existent over here. Most of the farming is done by hand. You can just feel the spirit's the same, just in a lot different atmosphere.
One of the things I noted that our tour guide discussed with us today was the fact that a 200-square-foot parcel of land cost the equivalent of about $10,000. Very hard to come by in terms of land opportunity, and that land is passed down from generation to generation. A lot of different ways to look at that, but some similarities to Nebraska as well.
Sure. The way it seems is it's really hard to get land to change hands. Just as back in the States, the farming has a history of generational farming from family passed down, and that's the same here, and just a different on a different scale. Plots are a lot smaller, farms are a lot more diverse in what they try to grow in the crops that they're actually growing.
One of the pieces that we learn in the Nebraska LEAD program and learn in our everyday farming operations and agribusiness opportunities is to ensure that we take care of the resources that we do have. That's something that we saw may not be the case here so far in the country of Nepal.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. The natural resources seem to be on the back burner, and that's something that's a little bit unfortunate. Hopefully they're trying to get that on track. The water and pollution seem to be a little bit just disregarded when they're producing, and I guess it would be nice to see maybe them start to look ahead to the future for those resources.
Just a unique setting to be here at the base of the Himalaya Mountains, looking out over the great views that we'll experience tomorrow morning as well. What are some of the things that you're looking forward in tomorrow's agenda?
We're going to visit some more into the cities. We're going to get back into the inner city. Seeing the children play, seeing them smile, they're such a vibrant culture. Their smiles and their personalities really show in their faces. That's something I enjoy, seeing how they interact with each other. And then we're off to a Buddhist temple for some more, religious history, some religious diversification, which has been kind of filled this trip. And then we're off to our third country, which is India, and we're excited to get in there and get some boots on the ground.
Nick, let's call it a night. I'm wiped for the day.
That sounds good. Thanks, Matt.
Again, Nick Fowler from Imperial Nebraska joining us here to discuss our International Study Travel Seminar for Nebraska LEAD Class 33. I'm Matt Dolch.